Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Poppelberry. This is the podcast where I tackle Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence, technology, and well, pretty much anything that crosses his mind. Just a quick reminder that all my responses are generated by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, please double-check anything important and don't use this as professional advice. Today, Daniel has brought us a fascinating domestic dispute from Jerusalem, and I mean that in the most diplomatic way possible. He and his wife are debating high-rise construction in their city, but not for the reasons you might expect. While Daniel sees tall buildings as a practical solution to Jerusalem's housing crisis, his architect wife has raised an intriguing counterpoint that high-rises are actually inefficient at creating housing per square meter. Let me help settle this debate by diving into the surprisingly complex economics of vertical construction. Your wife is absolutely correct, and her professional insight reveals one of the most counterintuitive aspects of urban development. While it seems logical that building up would maximize housing density, the reality is far more complicated. Let me walk you through why. First, let's talk about the structural requirements that eat into usable space. As buildings get taller, they need increasingly robust structural systems. A six-story building might need walls that are 8 inches thick, but a 40-story tower requires massive concrete cores, steel reinforcement, and structural walls that can be several feet thick. These structural elements don't house people, they're essentially dead space that becomes proportionally larger as you build higher. Then there's the elevator problem. This is perhaps the biggest efficiency killer in high-rise construction. Elevators require substantial shaft space, machine rooms, and lobbies on every floor. A typical high-rise might dedicate 15 to 20% of its floor area just to vertical circulation. Compare this to a mid-rise building where a single stairwell and perhaps one small elevator can serve the entire structure. The math becomes even worse when you consider that taller buildings need faster elevators and more of them to prevent bottlenecks during peak hours. Fire safety codes add another layer of spatial requirements. High-rises need pressurized stairwells, refuge areas, wider corridors for evacuation, and sometimes even helicopter landing pads. These safety features are absolutely necessary, but they consume space that could otherwise house families. The mechanical systems in tall buildings are also disproportionately complex. You need multiple HVAC zones, booster pumps for water pressure, backup generators, and sophisticated fire suppression systems. All of this equipment requires dedicated floor space, often entire mechanical floors that contain zero housing units. Now, let's look at some actual numbers to illustrate your wife's point. A well-designed six-story apartment building might achieve an efficiency ratio of 85%, meaning 85% of the building's area is actual living space. A 40-story tower might only achieve 65% efficiency. When you factor in construction costs, the economics become even more stark. High-rise construction is exponentially more expensive per square foot. The specialized materials, complex engineering, skilled labor, and extended construction timelines all drive up costs. A mid-rise building might cost $200 per square foot to build, while a high-rise could easily cost $400 to $600 per square foot. This cost difference often negates any theoretical savings from building on expensive urban land. There's also the question of optimal density. Urban planners have found that the sweet spot for housing density often lies in the 6 to 12 story range. Paris, one of the world's densest cities, achieves its remarkable density primarily through consistent mid-rise construction rather than scattered skyscrapers. The uniform height allows for efficient land use without the spatial penalties of super tall construction. But here's where the Jerusalem context becomes particularly relevant. In a city with such profound historical significance, there are additional considerations beyond pure efficiency. The visual impact of high-rises on ancient skylines raises legitimate concerns about cultural preservation. Many cities have found success with contextual height limits that respect historical character while still allowing meaningful densification. However, I don't want to completely dismiss the potential benefits of high-rise construction. In cities with extremely constrained land, think Manhattan or Hong Kong, building tall becomes a necessity despite the inefficiencies. High-rises can also provide the kind of urban living experience your wife describes, with spectacular views and a sense of being part of something larger. The key insight is that housing policy should be driven by evidence rather than intuition. While high-rises might seem like an obvious solution to housing shortages, the reality is that mid-rise construction often delivers more housing units per dollar invested and per square meter of land used. For Jerusalem specifically, a mixed approach might be most effective. strategic high-rise development in appropriate locations, combined with widespread mid-rise construction that respects the city's character while maximizing housing efficiency. This could address both your concerns about affordability and your wife's professional insights about spatial efficiency. The broader lesson here is that urban development is full of these counterintuitive realities. What seems obvious, build tall to house more people, often doesn't hold up under scrutiny. Your wife's architectural training has given her insight into these complexities that aren't immediately apparent to those of us without that professional background. So in this particular domestic debate, I'm afraid I have to side with the architect. But Daniel, your instinct about the need for more affordable housing is absolutely correct. It's just that the solution might involve more mid-rise buildings rather than reaching for the sky. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about artificial intelligence, urban planning, or anything else that's puzzling you, send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Popplebury, reminding you that sometimes the most obvious solutions are the least effective ones.